It's all your prayers tonight that the Spirit of the Lord would bless His Word. I appreciate the special song tonight. I'm very thankful that we have a God that is bigger than us, that will walk with us and hold our hand during the difficulties that life brings. Like us to begin over in the third psalm, and the burden that the Lord has been dealing with me about for this meeting is resting in the power of God. And I would ask us tonight to examine our own life, and I'll just ask you a question, and there is an answer to this. Are you at rest tonight in your life? Are you at rest in your spirit? To be at rest in our spirit does not mean that everything around us is going just like we might choose in the flesh. But being at rest in our spirit means that there is a quietness deep inside. It means that there is not that continual warring and striving in our own spirit, but there is a quietness and assurance and a rest that is there. The question is tonight, do you have that kind of rest? And you may say, well, you don't know what kind of day I had, or you don't know what afflictions I have, or you don't know who I have to live with, or you don't know where I work. Those things, there is something that goes beyond the power of circumstances in our life. There is a power tonight that we can access in God, that in spite of troubles and difficulties and temptations and problems of the flesh, that we can testify and really have the experience that we are at rest in our spirit. Amen. Folks, there are people tonight that think that if they can be at peace with everything around about them, that they'll be at peace in their spirit. But that's getting the cart before the horse, as it were. If you are not at rest in your spirit, you will never be at rest with circumstances around about you. If you are not at peace with yourself, ultimately at peace with God, you're never going to have a place of being at peace in your relationship with people and in the circumstances that life brings. But there is a power and an experience tonight that God wants all of us to be at rest in our spirits. And it's not enough for me to fall back on the thought that I was saved 30 years ago, so I guess I'm supposed to be at peace since I'm saved. You see, that's kind of reverse reasoning. We have to go back to an experience that we used to have, or something God did for me 20 years ago, to be able to say, well, I must have peace then. Peace should be a current condition in our spirit, that we're at rest in our life. And tonight, let's not fall back on the things of yesterday. The Lord is interested in all of us having an up-to-date, current experience with God, that we're at peace and rest in our spirit. David, in the third psalm, we'll begin reading a familiar passage, but it's a beautiful psalm. In the third psalm, David found himself in a place of trouble. And as you may know the story, remember his son Absalom was after David? Absalom was trying to take the kingdom. And David found himself in a place that he was running for his life. He found himself in a place that some of the people of Israel had turned against him. And he was running. And that was the preface for what he wrote this psalm. He said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. David was looking around and saying, look at all the opposition that I'm facing. Amen. Folks, do you know tonight that there is an experience that we can have, that we can be at rest in the face of opposition? You live for God long enough and you're going to find the devil's going to contest it. And the devil will all usually many times try to contest your peace through somebody else. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. In other words, there were people telling David, God can't help you because you kind of made your own mess. You know the saying, you made the mess, now clean it up? I am thankful that I have a God. That wasn't God that said that. That's not scriptural. God is interested in helping you clean up the milk that you spill. The messes that we make in life. Sometimes we didn't mean to spill. How often do our children actually intentionally do? Now, my daughter did that the other day. Just took it here, spilled it out. I don't feel as compassionate when someone tries to intentionally do it. But do you know tonight, if you are intentionally rebelling against God and you have the intent to just do it your own way, God is interested in helping you clean up the messes that you've made. And if you spilt the milk unintentionally, it was an accident, Lord, I didn't mean to make a mess like this, God is interested in helping you out. And others may say, there's no help. You know, you did this yourself. God is interested in helping us with the messes we make, folks. David said, but thou, O Lord, regardless of what everybody else is telling me, he said, thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Folks, keep in mind, David was on the run. Have you ever tried to run from your problems? Touch on that last night. Do you know that if you try to run from your problems, they're going to keep following you? And if you think, if I can just change jobs, if I could just change congregations, if I could just change where I live, things would be different. Folks, people are the same wherever you go. And if you're not at peace in your own spirit, you can never expect to find peace in other things around about you. David, he looked at a place and he said, I cried to the Lord because he's the lifter up of mine head. Tonight, if your head is bowed down with the worries and the burdens and cares of life, the Lord wants to lift your head up tonight. There is an experience, a reality, folks, that I have found in my life. When my head began to get bowed down and I cried out to the Lord lifted my head up. And it wasn't because circumstances changed. God made a change in me. You see, David got his eyes off the problem and he got his eyes back on God where he should have kept him. And after David cried unto the Lord, listen to what he did. He said, I lay down and I slept. Amen. Now, this is a man that was running for his life. People were in hot pursuit. And finally, when he looked to the Lord, he was able just to lay down because now I've made contact with God. Now it doesn't have to do. David probably for a while was trying to figure out battle plans in his mind. Strategy. What can I do strategically to win this battle and get back where I belong? How can I get back into the position that I can be the king once again? He didn't know what to do. Folks, the weapons tonight of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, the scripture says, to the pulling down of strongholds. There are too many times that we face battles in life and we try to start planning. Where we start thinking, we start strategizing. How can I get victory over this thing? How can we overcome this thing? Folks, the answer is not going to be found in our experience. It's not going to be found in our intellect. It's not going to be found in our strategy. We're going to find rest when we come back down to this basic principle that, Lord, all of my hopes are in you. Lord, I have a problem. I don't know where to turn. It may be spiritual needs that you have had for a long time. And maybe tonight you're thinking, okay, I need to do a little bit more. I need to work a little bit harder that I can overcome. Folks, we need to have our purpose set on the Lord tonight. But I will say that as David did, my help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. There are forces out in the world that are bigger than we are tonight. But I am thankful we sang that song about the church triumphant. I believe that tonight. But I believe that we can only be a triumphant people as we recognize we can only make it in the power of God. And so David, he said, he laid down and he slept, and I wakened, for the Lord sustained me. In other words, I wasn't killed. In your battles tonight, are you at rest? Spiritually, tonight, you feel a quiet assurance in your heart this evening? Or has there been a warring going on inside? The Lord wants us to be able to lay down and rest. But our rest is not going to be found in just trying a little bit harder, having a little bit more confidence in ourselves, relying on, well, all of the things I've been through the years. Our help comes from God tonight. And that is the place that we will be able to find true spiritual rest, is when we'll turn to the Lord, lay down and went to sleep. Rest is not going to be found in this. If you're not saved tonight, there is a place of rest for you. If you are saved, but you've been struggling in your life, and you know that some things aren't quite like they ought to be, and you are being overcome, and you've been overtaken in some things, it's going to take more than just trying to turn over a new leaf tonight, saying, I think I'll go away and I'm going to try harder. And I'm going to put forth a little bit of my own effort, and I'm just going to grit my teeth a little bit more to try to make it through to be what God wants me to be. Rest tonight comes when we just come and say, Lord, I need help. Lord, I need a power that is greater than me. Lord, it has. Do you know what's happened in the past? I know there are things that all of us try harder, and don't misunderstand. There are things that we do as God's people. We are to be obedient to the Lord. We are to live holy lives. But I want to tell you what the world takes with this. The world says, yes, it's just all in Christ, and I can go live however I want. And then they excuse sin. And they excuse unrighteousness. The world has taken this concept and the devil has perverted it to try. People think that they can go and live however they want. That's wrong. But do you recognize that the other extreme of that is just as wrong as well? And I think it's maybe as saints is where our battle comes a little bit more sometimes, because many of us have been raised knowing the right things to do. We know the things that are good for us and the things that aren't good for us. And we know the way that we ought to act, and we know how we're, or the attitudes we're supposed to have. And so if we're not careful, we can get to a place that we are trying to adhere to some outward set of rules. And if we don't quite measure up, we'll say, I just need to try harder in my own strength. Do you realize that's not where true rest is found? Our rest is found when we, Lord, all that I know you want me to do, by your grace, I'm going to obey. By your strength, Lord, I give you my love and my heart and my devotion. But Lord, I'm dependent upon your strength. I'm dependent upon the power of God. Yeah. Spiritual rest then is found when we submit. I don't know what your battles are tonight, but the message that I have from the Lord for you is, we need to submit. Amen. We say, but we need to fight a little bit harder. We need to try. We need to do something. We can overcome, and we try to get ourselves worked up. We need to do something. Folks, that's another message. But this message from the Lord tonight is, there is rest in the power of God. When I can come in the middle of my problems and troubles and circumstances and say, Lord, I need to submit to your power. I need to submit to the divine intervention of God. I need something working in my life to do something I do not have the ability to do myself. There are people tonight that are running from trouble. But the scripture, it's not scriptural, but you've heard this saying, you can run, but you can't hide. You can run from your trouble, but folks, it's going to keep on coming. Until we come back to the place to say, Lord, I need some rest in my spirit. It doesn't mean you're not saved, but folks, Jesus came to minister rest to His people. He came to minister rest to the unsaved, to forgive them and save them. And He came to minister that all of us here tonight can be at peace in our spirit. And that rest then becomes independent of the things that are going on around about us. Because then, We're not resting in our own ability, but now we're resting in the power of God. I want to address a specific thing. Sometimes when things happen in our life, we struggle with wanting to know, why is this happening? Do you know, this? I believe in the song the sister sang tonight, there are going to be times that things happen in our life that we're not always going to have all of the answers. There's going to be things that we struggle with sometimes knowing, Lord, why did you allow this? I don't understand what's going on. One example of that is physical affliction. Do you know how much as humans we like to have things figured out? I like to have things figured out. I like to know the reasons for things. But do you know sometimes we don't always know the reasons for everything that God allows? And there are issues and times that we come in physical healing, in affliction is just one of them amongst many. You apply it to needs in your life. But there are times that we can struggle. Lord, what can I do? I want healing. See, now that's our desire, isn't it? We want to get this to this end result. I want the evidence. I want to be totally free from this pain. I want to be cured from this. And I will say the world is, there are a lot of people that love you tonight. And there are a lot of people when you get in difficult circumstances, they want to be a comfort to you. But I want you to also be aware of the fact that sometimes people in their striving and attempt to be a comfort to people that are hurting, they tend to be Job's comforters. Do you know the blind man that was blind? They said, well, was it because of sin that this man is blind? What did Jesus say? This man, he hasn't done anything wrong. He was blind from birth for the glory of God. Where can we find rest when we're blind then? Because Lord, you said there's healing, so why am I getting the healing like I want? Why aren't I getting the results in my prayers in some situations that we're battling? Lord, what is the reason? Is there rest in that kind of battle, folks? Is there a place of rest for God's people tonight, even in the midst of adversity? Where does the rest come from? The rest comes when we get our eyes off of the circumstances and submit ourselves into the hands of a God that has all power. So now, Lord, I am not only, while we pray for the results that we want, and the Lord told us to do that, but sometimes we're putting our faith in outward results instead of the author and the finisher of our faith. There is a place tonight in the midst of adversity to be at rest in your spirit. And all I can do is speak personally, and as the scripture teaches us, that place of rest is when we come to the Lord, when we do not understand the whys. And we say, Lord, I'm struggling in my spirit and it seems like my peace is disturbed. But Lord, I place myself in your hands. And so now I am not only trusting in the healing power of God, I'm now trusting in His wisdom. Amen. Now I'm trusting in His complete power. Now I am resting that, Lord, I place myself in your hands. Do what you will. Take it or leave it. Folks, there is a place of rest in yielding and submitting to God's will in our life. And I know there are a lot of trials that we go through, folks, but there is a place of rest tonight, and it's found in the power of God. You see, we can start to get agitated when we don't get our prayers answered like we would like, can't we? What's wrong? What's happening? The Lord wants us to be at rest. Fight the devil, folks. When it's the devil's, resisting. But if you're on God's ground tonight, then we have to come, if we want rest, a place of submitting, not only to His healing, but Lord, I submit to your wisdom. And there is a place of rest when other people still do not understand. When the Job comforters come, There is a place of peace in your spirit when you are hurting and facing adversity, because I have found the presence of God. And where the presence of God is, folks, there is rest. Lord. It's not about working something up and saying, if we can just do more, then God will do what we want. If we can just do everything just right. But it's coming to the Lord and placing ourselves in His hands. Folks, there's power there. There's rest there, because we're getting our eyes off of just what we want and results, and we're fixing our eyes on our Savior. And there is rest there. We need tonight a power that is greater than our own to carry us through the trials, the temptations, the burdens, and the problems of life. Jesus told His disciples in the 26th chapter of Matthew, in verse 41, He said, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Do you know tonight Jesus gave us a commission there? He said, "Watch and pray." Be watchful. There's decisions we need to make, folks. Things we shouldn't do. Keep ourselves pure. That's what the Scripture teaches us. But I want us to understand, desire tonight to serve God. Desire to do the right thing in and of itself will not bring true soul peace. Because the Spirit desires. Lord, I want to be pleasing to you. But Jesus said the flesh is weak. Which means we need a power within us that is greater than the power of the flesh. And I am happy tonight to be able to testify and share with you tonight that there is a power that is greater than your flesh. There is a power tonight that can overcome the problems and the weaknesses and the needs that we have tonight. There is a greater power, and if we will rely on that power, we're going to come to a place of rest in our life. There are people that I know, I'm not sure you do too, there are many people that have a head knowledge of truth. Many people have a head knowledge of the things that they ought not to do and the things they need to do. And they're miserable people because they keep trying in their own ability to be saved. They're trying in their own ability to measure up to the standard of God. Do you recognize that the law was weak? Measuring or trying to adhere to a set of rules without a divine power in our spirit is miserable, because we're always going to miss the mark. And that's why God sent His Son. God sent His Son to enable us to have power where we were weak. So how are we saved tonight? Ephesians in the second chapter, beginning with verse 8, it says, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast." Do we still believe that tonight? Do we believe that people can be saved by just coming around and hearing the Word and making some changes in their life? Is that what saves us tonight? Do you know that that does not bring soul rest? Soul rest comes when we come and yield to the Lord and allow His grace to come into our life to do a divine transformation and a divine work in our life. Folks, that's where salvation comes from. It's not of works, which means if we're struggling tonight, and trying just to be, I just need to try harder to be better. I need to grit my teeth a little bit harder. Our focus is on the wrong power. It's where we need to come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I want rest. So Lord, I submit myself to your divine power." Folks, we are saved by grace through faith. Through faith in what? Through faith in our own ability? Through faith in our own righteousness? Through faith in our good works? Through faith that I was raised among this people and that's going to carry me through? Folks, that doesn't bring soul rest. What brings soul rest is when I bring my burdens and my needs and my spirit to the Lord and say, Lord, I submit myself to you. And the Lord comes in and gives me some of Himself. A higher power. A power that supersedes willpower. Turning over a new leaf. New Year's resolutions. Go to revival meeting, going away thinking, I need to try harder. No, we need to yield more to God. We need to submit more to the Lord and actively submit to the Lord in these areas of our life. And the Lord then will enable us to live a holy life. Not dependent on our own strength now. Folks, there is still power tonight in the blood of Jesus. Do you believe that? That's what Jesus came to do. He came to take the places in our life where we could not do for ourselves. And He came to do something divine through the power of His blood. It's not of works. And isn't this what it said of the saints of old? They overcame Him. They overcame the enemy by what? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. What testimony? That I am so good and I've done a lot of good things? No. The word of their testimony that the blood of Jesus has been applied and His power changed me. But you see, if we go out and try to do battle with the devil and we're being tempted and we have problems, we're trying to do battle and we're doing it in our own strength. Do you recognize that's not a restful condition? We're going to end up coming out short somewhere along the line. But when we face the devil and he comes along and we point him to the blood of Jesus, folks, the devil hates the blood of Jesus tonight. That is our source of strength and power. And I believe there are people that need more rest in their life, but the answer is going to be in pleading the power of the blood of Jesus. Lord, I'm going to get my eyes off of things out there. I'm going to get my eyes off of my own abilities and my own intellect, my own education, my own capability and inadequacies. And Lord, I'm going to come and I need a greater power at work in my life. Folks, I still believe that there is power in the blood of Jesus tonight. It brings soul rest. It brings peace. But it's not of works. Folks, let's not forget that in a very practical sense. If you haven't been at rest in your soul, where's your faith been? What are you depending upon to really bring that real peace? Too many times, and I've heard it so many times, I just need to do more. I just need to try harder. I just need to no, I know I shouldn't. I just need to. We need to stop and say, Lord, I submit. I yield myself to you. Would you let your power come in my life? Folks, there's rest then, because when we go out to do battle with the devil then, I'm not having to worry about my own strength. Now I'm depending on the power of God. And folks, I can rest in that power. I get uncomfortable when I start depending on myself. But I am at rest in every trial, in every temptation, when I can fully submit myself to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm dependent on your power. Isn't that why Paul said our sufficiency is not of ourselves? But our sufficiency is from God, folks. And I believe that because, and I say this in love, and it's not as a criticism, but I expose it as an area that the devil tries to work among God's people. He takes what the good understanding that God has blessed with. And we want to have that understanding. We don't want to lose the understanding and knowledge that God has blessed us with, folks. But that's not my salvation. Our salvation is found as I can only apply my heart to those things we know because of the power of God working in our life. That's where there is rest. Think about David for a moment. We won't take the time to read it. Remember he went out to do battle with Goliath? Y'all have any Goliaths in your life tonight? David went out to do battle, and do you remember whose name he went in? He went in the name of the Lord, didn't he? What would you think? Let's turn the story around just a little bit. If David would have come along and saw this giant out there and said, I think I can take him. I think I can take him. I killed, and God help me. We want to give God his due now. God help me aim straight, and I killed a lion and a bear. And God did help my aim, and I was able to kill them. And this giant, I think I can kill him too, but I'm going to have to try a little bit harder than I did with the bear and the lion. And I'm going to have to aim just a little bit straighter, and I'm going to have to kind of grit my teeth and focus just a little bit more to kill Goliath. Is anything wrong with that story? And my question is, do we ever face our battles and temptations like that? I'm going to have to just grit my teeth and aim a little bit straighter. But David was at rest when he went out to fight Goliath, wasn't he? And it was because he said, I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he went on to say, all of the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Folks, that's where our rest is found tonight. Our rest is not found in, I'm going to try a little bit harder. If you have not had power in your temptations of late, if you have been missing the mark, the answer is not coming and trying to say, I'm going to try a little bit more. The answer is found in coming to the Lord and refocusing the battle and saying, Lord, I need your help. And now I'm going to go forth resting, not in my own ability to overcome the enemy, but Lord, I'm going out to do battle in the name of the Lord. Folks, there is victory tonight. There is victory for all of us here. I don't need to know all of your situations. I don't need to know all of your problems. The power of the blood of Jesus is strong enough to work in your life to enable you to have peace and be at rest in your spirit because of the divine power of the Almighty God. You know what we need to do sometimes? Take this in context of the message tonight. Sometimes we need to stop trying so hard. Is that right? But Brother Mike, we do need to try, yes. But do you know where our effort should be? Do you know where our labor is to be? It is to be in coming to a place of submission to the power of God. It is to come to a place of yielding ourselves where we have had trials, where we have battles, where we have needs. The labor is to be in the place of submission that I can access the power of God in my life. There is power tonight. And remember what the Lord said to Zerubbabel in the book of Zechariah. He said, this is over in Zechariah 4, verse 6. This is the word of the Lord, and this is the word of God to us tonight as well. He said, not by might, nor by power. What he was saying is not by your might, nor by your power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Folks, this is the key and the answer to successful Christian living. We believe and we experience, we teach and preach a life of victory. We teach and preach, and I trust you experience a life of rest. But where many times people are not at rest is because they're putting their faith and their confidence in the wrong power. Folks, it's not by our might tonight. It's not by our background. It's not by our history. But it is by the power of the Spirit of God. And that is what enables us when we go out in a wicked world and we're tempted and we're tried and we have needs and we have the tears of life. This is the power that enables us to be at rest in our spirit and let the light of Christ shine out of us because we're plugged into the power source. And it's the power of God. Resting in the power of God. You remember what Jesus told his disciples to do before he left? over in Acts 1 and 8. He said that ye shall receive what? You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. How can we rest in the power of God if the power hasn't been applied to our life? See, it starts with the power of the blood, folks. That's not something we do for ourselves. That's something that comes when we yield and submit to God's will and purpose, and the Lord comes in and He divinely transforms our life. But after that time, and I believe that this is one of the greatest needs among the church. There are so many that are trying to do what the Bible says. They're trying so hard. They're gritting their teeth. They're biting their lip. They're straining. They're trying so hard to be holy and trying so hard to be pure. And there are so many people that aren't at rest. Folks, we need the power of the Holy Spirit tonight. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you know what? This is what the second work is about. The enemy has polluted this teaching so much to try to keep us from having this experience. You say it's so complicated. And this person says this and this one says that. Let's start with what Jesus said. He said, just tarry in Jerusalem. Come and present yourself to the Lord till He gives you something. What does He give? He gives the Holy Spirit. And what does the Holy Spirit do? What did Jesus say? He said He gives power. He enables us. When the Spirit is willing and the flesh is weak, which it still is, but now when we have the Holy Spirit in our life, there is power to say no to the world. There is power to say no to Michael. When he rises up and the flesh cries out, now there is a power within me that came from God that enables me to put Michael back in his place where he belongs. And that's where we have victory, folks. That's where we have rest, because now I'm not trying to serve the Lord and be holy in my own ability, but now my work is in yielding and submitting to a greater power that is within me. And so Jesus said, tarry in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power. Tonight, if you're not at rest, another question is, do you have the Holy Spirit? It's not enough to go back and say, well, I prayed for it, so I must have it. There are evidences of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings power. The Holy Spirit brings rest. He brings comfort. He brings healing. That's the work and the function of the Holy Spirit. But too many times the enemy would like us to think that if we just try harder, we say, Lord, help us to submit. Help us to come and offer ourselves to You. Apply the blood. Lord, give me of Your Holy Spirit that I can have a greater power within me that I don't have myself. Yes, Scripture says, this is the last Scripture we'll read tonight, in the 4th chapter of Hebrews in the 9th verse, He said, there remaineth therefore, and folks, this is a promise to all of us tonight. Amen. Unsaved, saved, this is a promise. It said, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. There remains a quietness. There remains a place of peace in your spirit. Yes, Lord. And it's given to God's people. Tonight, are you at rest? Are you at peace tonight? I want you to know that there is rest in the power of God. There is rest that you can, instead of just trying so hard in your own strength, there is a place that you can recline and say, Lord, I'm just going to relax in You. Yes, we're still in a battle. Yes, we're still watching and praying. But Lord, my dependency now is going to be in Your power in my life, working Your holiness, working Your goodness. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. You know, that's an oxymoron. Labor to enter into rest. It's like, if you want to rest, how many of you say, I'm going to go work now because I want to rest? It seems contradictory. Do you know where our labor is? Do you know where the function of our labor is, folks? It's in the submission. It's in the yielding and submitting. And tonight, as we yield and submit to the Lord, that's where then we're ceasing from our own works. It's not my own holiness. It's not my own goodness. It's not in me trying a little bit harder. But now, Lord, you have my heart and my love and my desire. But Lord, I need a power that is greater than me. Folks, there is rest in this life. It's not by power. It's not by grit. It's not by self-reliance. Have you ceased from your labors tonight? Have you really come to a place in your life that you've just ceased from your own labors and said, Lord, I'm going to yield to you. Your will be done in my life. Folks, there is a power tonight that you can access that will bring rest. It comes not, let me say it again, it comes not by biting your lip, trying a little bit harder, but it comes from laboring. The work is in the submitting. The work is in the yielding to God's work, and then in His will, and then He will give us the power to enable us to go and live holy and pure and righteously. He is the one that gives power to forgive and to move on with the joy of the Lord. It's not our own strength. But now there's rest in that power tonight. Tonight, if you're not resting in the power of the Lord, I want you to know that it's accessible to each one of us. If you've been struggling tonight, or maybe you've just been going on the last few months and the last year, however long, and you're just not at rest in your spirit, the Lord wants to give you rest tonight. But it comes to a place of coming to the Lord and yielding and submitting and putting your trust and your confidence in what He can do for you instead of what you can do for yourself.